Downing Street had to take down a social media post which suggested the UK was still in the EU. Number 10 had boasted that the UK was home to twice as many AI companies as any other EU country. Within an hour, the graphic had disappeared and then reposted without the word other. The headlines again. Wildfires fanned by winds from a passing hurricane have killed at least 36 people in Hawaii. Northern Ireland's chief constable has insisted he will not be resigning over a data breach affecting all his officers and civilian staff, but said he was deeply sorry for what had happened. Ukraine says it will open routes for civilian cargo ships to leave ports in the Black Sea, despite no agreement with Russia. NHS waiting lists in England have passed 7.5 million for the first time. The future of around 12,500 jobs hang in the balance after the retailer Wilko collapsed into administration. BBC News.
The news was read by Alan Smith. Ed Reardon's Week is our comedy next this evening on Radio 4. This week, Ed decides to run an online quiz, but finds himself somewhat distracted. We'll be finding out why in just a moment after a word from John Wilson about the return of this cultural life.
On BBC Radio 4,
the great advantage it gave me is that it gave me an absolute inside track into how literature transforms everything.
Artists and creative people reveal the influences and experiences which have inspired them.
I just went out of myself. It was very upsetting.
Did you tell your mother?
Oh, no. You didn't tell anybody.
With guests including Melvyn Bragg and beginning with Stephen Fry.
The Noel Coward quote, which says, work is more fun than fun. And I'm lucky enough to find that.
The new series of Radio 4's This Cultural Life with me, John Wilson, starts on Saturday evening at 7:15. And discover all the previous episodes now on BBC Sounds.
Time now on Radio 4 to join Ed Reardon, who's still missing his cat and is in need of something to take his mind off things.
Ed Reardon's Week by Christopher Douglas. Episode 5. Ed Reardon is on fire.
Five ways the Mablethorpe pauper stranding could end. Well, there only appear to be two ways listed here, but already we seem to have moved on to equity release deals, and Grange Hill's star is unrecognisable. I doubt I'd have recognised him even without the ravages of time, or his fatal weakness for McFlurries. Monday. I generally make it a rule, when reading an article for which I haven't paid, to scroll no further down than the photo of rotten teeth designed to frighten me into a dental plan. That way I don't waste time that could more profitably be spent enjoying a pipe or staring out of the window at the electric scooter dumped on top of the hedge opposite. However, since the Reardon laptop developed a condition every bit as serious as those already mentioned, I've been forced to keep scrolling upwards, downwards, and otherwise keeping the thing continuously occupied, or it shuts itself down as willfully as a porpoise beaching itself on the Lincolnshire coast.
Dad, why is it always me that has to deal with your tech problems?
I tried the RNLI, but they were useless as ever. I really am most grateful to you, Jake.
You could have called Ellie. She lives closer.
Yes, but your sister's talents lie elsewhere.
Well, I guess chanting and casting a spell on the keyboard wouldn't help much.
Might be worth a try. You see, the moment I stop, it goes dead. And I have to start the wretched thing up again and re-enter my password.
And then it comes back to life?
It does, but with a photo of an idiotic mountain or an iceberg or a rope bridge of interest to none but the binge-flying gap year generation.
Right.
And with an accompanying fun fact that it's the third most awesome bungee jump in Colorado or wherever. I mean, it couldn't be worse, really.
OK, so let's just park the resentment for everyone who went to uni for a minute.
No, I'm not resentful at all. There have been several silver linings to all this enforced keyboard action. I've done my accounts. I wished happy birthday to people I haven't corresponded with for decades. I've asked after their grandchildren. I've even written a play.
Cool. What's your password?
Elgar98-23.
Oh, yeah. How long is it now?
16 weeks, 4 days. Not so fun fact.
So Elgar was 25 then. Oh, must be hard.
Yes.
Shouldn't have turned your nose up at the rabbit I found for you. Oh, awesome! Look, that's Gavolia Island. I went candle-lit reindeer sledding there. So you get one of these every time you log in. Cool.
Well, it's not cool if it happens every 2 minutes. It wouldn't be so bad if it told me something useful, like how many Plantagenet kings were left-handed, or Frank Tyson's bowling average in the 1954 Five Ashes. There, see, it's shut down again.
OK. Elgar 98 to 23. There we are. Oh, that one's really good. Look, Rihanna used to help her dad run a market stall. Never knew that. I don't know why you're groaning, Dad. This is pretty much giving you the answers to all the pop culture questions you get annoyed about in quizzes.
I must admit, I hadn't thought of it in that light.
You should nick them all. Start running a quiz again like you used to, but rebrand it into something people might actually enjoy. Charge 10 quid entry. You could clean up. What's the play about, anyway?
It's a duologue between myself as a young writer and me as I am now, with all the wisdom of hindsight.
Hoping to hit the hen night market with that, are you?
With the right cast, it could be quite commercial.
A play about how hard it is to be two writers. I think you're wasting your time, Dad.
Alan Bennett did it.
But everyone loves him. No one's even heard of you, apart from people you've insulted or terminally fallen out with.
How is your mother, by the way?
Dad, she doesn't want to...
It's all right. I'm not going to try to re-establish contact. We were never meant for each other. I wish her well.
You still seeing Maggie?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm still the one she doesn't come home to.
Welcome to the club.
What do you mean? Which club?
The club of men on the side.
Ah, male mistresses club. I like it.
Well, that would make a play.
And what's your experience of male mistressing?
How long have you got?
Well, the screen won't go dark for another 25 seconds.
So. No, should be fine. I've altered your settings.
Oh, you see, just to be able to say that with confidence. What kind of woman would two-time a man with your gifts?
Plenty. OK, so I've got to go teach a class now.
In what?
You know, the master's course I run in podcast production. What?
Glad it's not just me who wastes his time. Afternoon, Ping.
Oh!
Anything good on Zoopla?
Seriously, Ed, it would be a lot easier for you and for the agency if you learnt how to use the document sharing app.
Oh, I very much doubt it's quicker than getting the train here. I quite fancy the day in town anyway. Visited a couple of old North London pubs of fond memory.
Ooh.
Well, quite. It's wall-to-wall craft beer now. Pestilence in the land.
Have you tried Stormtrooper 9X? It's actually quite nice.
Oh, they all taste the same to me. Like an Alka-Seltzer smeared with Marmite. Whatever happened to the good old pint of Wallop?
I have literally no idea.
Young's Ordinary, Ruddle's Blue, Fuller's ESB.
Okay, so back in the day, right, what kind of snacks did you have with your Wallop?
Well, let's think. Chipsticks, cheese footballs, obviously. Pickled eggs, of course, in a rusty top jar on the counter. Why do you ask?
For no reason. So, I can't tell you anything about what I've been doing this week until you sign a non-disclosure.
Oh dear, what have you done? Parked in another flower bed?
No, it's a possible commission for you, Pickled Egg Man, and you can't be considered until you sign on the screen there.
Oh, it's the fingertip routine, is it? Like taking in a parcel for next door. Pink, this is a photo of a bungalow for sale in Pembrokeshire.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I was thinking maybe reclad it in clapboard, build a deck. The view's a maze. What do you reckon?
Well, if you think my 10% commission will be enough to fund this project.
Yeah, I mean, they're looking for comedy skills. Okay. So this is the all-important agreement.
In my experience, the importance of an NDA grows in proportion to the triviality of the material.
Exactly. It's simple economics.
You should have seen some of the Holby City scripts I worked on. Dialogue of surpassing dullness, yet bristling with skull and crossbones embargo warnings.
Yeah, well, this is double skull and crossbones because it's dun, 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 a new panel show about snacks and sweets.
I wonder which agreeable country house hotel fermented the format for this groundbreaking tucktainment.
It is revolutionary, actually, because all the stand-up comics have to guess whose favourite old-school snacks are whose, and here's the twist.
They have blindfolds?
Oh, my God. Who's leaked this? Ugh. I knew I shouldn't have talked to A.N. Wilson at the spectator party. Those G&Ts were heinous.
Don't worry, it was just a hunch. Your stand-up snack secrets are safe with me.
OK, so it's called Fess Your Chew, working title. All the snacks and sweets you love from the noughties.
And the stand-ups bring their favourites, do they?
Yeah, but the problem is some of the guys are like really, really...
lazy.
Yeah. Remember Tom, Zach and Will Zitz from Cheese Cricket?
Vividly. They brought their own buzzers. Consummate pros.
Right, they're going to be in it, but they want someone to, like...
link each snack to an embarrassing experience while staying at their girlfriend's parents' house.
Ed, you are on fire.
I am, aren't I? Would you like to read a play I've written?
No.
It's very good. It's a two-hander about a writer and his younger self.
Ed, we're a serious literary agency.
Understood. So where is this snack chew fest likely to be shown? Dave Jar Vu plus five gold or something?
No, it's for Radio 3, to replace the opera from the Met on Saturdays.
Righto, count me in. In the meantime, I think I might go and spend my licence fee at the Oxford Arms.
Ah, excuse me, no boozing all afternoon in a farty old pub. You've got work to do.
I met a lovely girl at a quiz there once. I often think of her. Pink and black hair, badges, nose stud. Our love was all too brief.
Can you sign an NDA not to tell me one more single thing about it?
It was just one night, but what a night.
Ugh, Ed, go away. I'm going to need at least half an hour on Rightmove to take my mind off that.
I passed the afternoon, also the evening as it turned out, At the old Oxford, my mind drifting back to that quiz night in the late 90s when I won not only four cans of cider for the spot question about Tranmere Rovers, but also the affections of the marvellous Quizzy Gillespie, she of the badges and nose stud. Tonight I arrived home alone and ciderless, but not entirely sober, despite a rather pointless scuffle with the scooter now sticking out of the hedge opposite. I remained in good spirits, and over a nightcap I sifted through some of the old question sheets from my on the whole unsuccessful quiz nights at the Lockkeeper's Arms. It occurred to me that my son had hit on something. With the addition of the fun facts appearing on my laptop over recent weeks, I had the means to reboot, rebrand and relaunch the Ed Reardon quiz with a more inclusive, eclectic character. All I needed was an assistant.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Hello, Ellie. Is my grandson in?
He's doing his clowning class this evening. Is that an electric scooter?
Might need charging up, but otherwise it should be fine.
But there are leaves and twigs in it.
Camouflage, probably. It's an ex-army model. I know I missed the boy's birthday, so I hope this makes up for it.
Well, come in. Well, Smile's not really into militarist stuff. He wants to go and study clowning in Bucharest.
Oh, is it cheaper there? Like the dentistry ads they keep sending?
Well, they like to start them young in Romania. It's impossible to retrain the face muscles after they pass 16.
I can imagine.
It's his end-of-year show on Friday week. Tea?
Please.
I haven't got any milk, I'm afraid.
Oh, I've trained my face muscles to pretend I don't notice. So that's a career option, is it? Clowning?
Oh, says the author of Nans We Said Goodbye To in 2022.
Fair point. Actually, I'm probably going to be working for Radio 3 quite soon.
Really?
Yeah, I can't talk about it much. Have to sign an NDA, but should put snacks on the table. Oh, more exciting news. I'm going to start my quizzes again, with slightly more youth content this time.
Oh, careful. You don't want to alienate your core following of strange-looking men in black with crisp crumbs stuck all down their fronts.
They can hardly be blamed for the adhesive quality of fleece fabric, Ellie. I was going to ask you to be my attractive assistant.
You should ask Jake.
I've already imposed on him to fix my computer.
He's been chasing after some woman called Quizzy. I'm sure she'd be up for helping out.
Quizzy?
Yes, she's a quizzer.
She's not called Quizzy Gillespie, is she?
Dunno. She wears black clothes like the blokes. And she's cheating on him.
Yes, he mentioned a liaison, but not a name. How old is this Quizzy?
24, I think. Way too young for Jake.
Oh, good.
Why?
Oh, nothing. Just fatherly interest. Anyway, I'm going to be running my quiz online, so if it helps, you wouldn't have to talk to any of the men in black. Just keep score. It's Friday week.
Dad, that's Smile's show night.
Ah, so you can't?
No. And I thought you might want to be there.
Oh, yes, of course, but...
Your own grandson's performance. He's worked incredibly hard. It's amazing. He runs around really fast, pulling a long string of sausages out of his trousers.
Oh, I'd be sorry to miss that, especially if he throws the odd one into the audience. But I'm afraid I've advertised my quiz now.
Oh, I don't get what you see in quizzes. They're just safe spaces for the socially challenged.
I've taken 60 quid in bookings.
I'm not surprised. They get 2 hours of absolutely guaranteed protection from emotional engagement.
That's far from true. Many a relationship owes its inception to the pub quiz.
I can't believe any life-changing event ever came out of a quiz. You wouldn't know most of them were alive if they weren't jiggling their knees under the table.
Well, it may not be pulling chipolatas out of your pants, but there is some skill to it. I'm sorry to miss Smile's show. I'd send him a copy of Mariella Frostrup's Smoky Barbecue Sauces to wish him luck.
Right.
Well, it'll be something to read while the scooter's charging up. I'll leave it here. Oh, might need to get the wheels looked at too. Question 5. Which moron directed the Batman? Maybe a bonus point for each of the dunderheads who wrote the script. Coming! I just turned Radio 3 off. Wish I'd done that an hour ago.
Hey, Dad, how's it going?
Jake, how nice. I'm just putting the finishing touches to round 3 of the quiz.
Oh, great. Did you manage to set some youth-friendly questions?
What do you think of the tiebreaker? Drink?
Please. Which river in New Zealand do entitled narcissistic graduates say is the best for whitewater rafting in a car tyre? Maybe loose graduates? You don't want to grade shame any dropouts.
I'll gauge the mood of the room.
You're set up for video streaming?
Ah,
It's okay. I'll sort it for you.
That's most kind of you.
So, I was wondering if you could maybe do me a favour. I heard you got a radio gig with Will Zitz and Tom Zack.
Have you been talking to Ping?
Yeah. Quizzy and I met her in a bar. She was wrecked on Stormtrooper 9X.
Yes, it's the new dry martini, I believe.
She said you're going to be working on Fess Your Chew. Awesome idea, by the way.
Thank you.
I'd really, really love to get Tom and Will on my podcast. If you could give me their emails.
Supposed to be confidential.
Dad, I've got a whole hour a week to fill, and I've had Captain Birdseye on twice already this month. And Count Binface wants paying. Any others you know, I'd really appreciate it.
All right, I'll look at my contacts. Need to have a cull of the dead ones anyway.
Oh, your broadband's quite slow, Dad. Who's your provider?
Oh, I don't know. Kaboom or Pizzazz or Legs & Co. or something.
Well, that explains it.
You mentioned your girlfriend, Quizzy. How's that going?
Yeah, good, good. Yeah, she's giving the other bloke the red card.
Oh, Jake, I'm so pleased.
Yeah, she's waiting in the car outside, actually. We're going to, guess what? A quiz in North London.
Well, for goodness sake, tell her to come up and have a drink.
Okay, I'll text her. Just to warn you, she's a bit younger than me.
That doesn't matter if you think she's the one for you.
I guess.
You know, Jake, after your mother locked me out in 1990...
Dad, I don't want to hear about you and Mum.
No, listen, I couldn't face another night in the Wendy house, so I wandered down to the Oxford Arms, where there was a quiz on. I helped a girl win 4 cans of cider. I knew the quizmaster would have the wrong answer for the spot question. The man was an idiot, so I tipped the girl off, and she duly won. Things, shall we say, progressed.
Stop telling me this stuff. I don't know what to do with it.
The point is, I think she may have been the love of my life. Or lost love, I should say, because your mother took me back and we continued acrimoniously for another year when we should have split up. So all I'm saying is, don't let your Quizzy get away. Coming!
Hi!
Gosh, Quizzy, I presume. I'm Ed. Glass of red before you set off, Quizzy?
Oh, yes, why not? Actually, you are welcome to come with us if you're not busy.
Alas, it's my teaching night at the Berkhamsted Leisure Centre. Otherwise, I'd have been glad to join you. Cheers.
Cheers.
It's a coincidence that you should be called Quizzy.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird story, but my mum's nickname is Quizzy because she's mad about quizzes, obvs. So when I started quizzing, everyone decided I was Quizzy too.
Does she have a nose stud as well?
I wouldn't be surprised if she did. Back in the day, torn fishnets, the lot. You should see the photos.
Have you got any?
Dad!
Sorry, it's nostalgia for Quizzy's past. And
Actually, we are one short on our team tonight.
Oh,
so,
no, are we?
Yeah, I just got a text. The Onion Bargy Bandits pulled out.
Oh, we're stuffed if there are any opera questions then.
Ed, if you fancy it, Jake says you're awesome on old school stuff.
Yeah, gotta say.
Thank you.
Anything before 2000, when he suddenly decided everything in the world was rubbish and not worth knowing.
I'll text you my number so you know where we are if you change your mind.
4:15, drink up, we better go, we'll be late.
Okay, wish us luck.
The badges, the nose stud. No pink hair, but a facial resemblance nonetheless, I thought. I hadn't heard from Quizzy Gillespie since that night in 1998, and if Jake's Quizzy was 24, as Ellie said, then there was only one dread conclusion to be drawn. Jake had just disappeared into the night with his half-sister on his arm, leaving me staring in horror at an uncovered nest of vipers. I thought the malign fates had done their worst with me, what with the marriage breakup, the bankruptcy, and missing out on the Christmas double episode of Juliet Bravo, not to mention the recent death of my cat. But yet again, the avenging furies appeared to have resumed their fell labours. Evening, everyone. I was wondering if tonight's module, Horror, Incest and Revenge in Jacobean Tragedy, might be a bit heavy, and perhaps it could change to something a bit more...
Oh, no!
Well, I thought you might prefer a gentler topic, how to succeed at literary quizzes, or...
I've been looking forward to this, and I don't often say that.
I haven't gone for a quiz.
If I want a mental workout, I'll tune in to Sarah Cox and try to guess today's Speeded Up Motown hit.
All right, we'll stick to the plan.
Good, because I read The Duchess of Malfi on the exercise bike at the gym.
Excellent, Winnie. What did you make of it?
Lovely. I opened a bottle of Sicilian red when I got home and went right back to the beginning. Even better second time.
I'm not surprised.
But what about when Duke Ferdinand turns into a wolf and takes a child to his sister? It's a sickening development, surely, that awakens all our deepest fears.
Oh, well, nobody's completely normal, are they?
What's normal, anyway?
Just a bit of harmless lycanthropy, you think?
Oh, you get far worse in Leighton Buzzard Town Centre on Saturday nights.
Nevertheless, Olive, Webster intends us to be shocked by the awful degradation into which the Duke has fallen.
Well, I've got a lunar phase clock that my niece gave me, and I can't deny it. I do come over a bit funny when there's a full strawberry moon.
Well, luckily we've got a few months' grace until the next one, so perhaps we could use the time profitably to examine the nature of retribution in The Revenger's tragedy and 'Tis Pity She's a Whore. In these great works, nothing is forgiven or forgotten.
Oh, no one who did your last quiz at the Lockkeeper's Arms is forgiven or forgotten either. You've not got many takers for next week, according to Facebook.
I'm doing it online this time. My son set up a video link, so it should be fairly straightforward.
Famous last words.
Yes, it took us a while to get going with online home learning, but now we're doing yoga with Adrienne every other morning.
Good for you, Olive. I'm going to move us on now, if that's all right. I have a tricky family situation to deal with later.
Someone turned into a wolf?
Nothing like yoga for thinking through a problem. Mind you, Adrienne puts you into some queer positions. My neighbour and I were stuck for about 20 minutes with our heads between our legs. Couldn't see Adrienne on the screen. No idea how to untangle ourselves. Oh,
what did you do?
Well, if Lorna hadn't come round to return the Radio Times, we'd still be on the floor of the lounge now, with our BTMs in the air.
Which brings us nicely to the revelation scene in Act 3 of John Ford's 'Tis Pity She's a Whore. Assuredly, one of the darkest of all Jacobean tragedies.
Hi, Dad!
Over here!
Oh, thank goodness I caught you. I thought you might have left.
Celebrating a win in the quiz. Look, two cans of cider.
Yeah, economic downturn or what?
Congratulations. I'm sorry, but I have to tell you both something rather serious.
Well, I hope it explains those totally unhinged voice messages you left on our phones.
Yes, I'm sorry, I wasn't thinking clearly.
Saying we shouldn't be together because Quizzy splits her infinitives and can't spell fuchsia?
Yeah, and I'm actually all right with that. It's homogenous that I struggle with.
Really? Not difficult, surely.
And you told me that Jake's 57 and he turns into a wolf when there's a full moon.
Thanks for that, Dad. And for telling me Quizzy's ex has an enormous podcast with 50,000 subscribers.
I apologise, it was a crass attempt to drive a wedge between you. I'm afraid you must know, Quizzy, that your mother and I shared a brief but tender liaison one August night in 1998.
Really? In Ibiza?
No, in Stoke Newington. Her name was on the bell by the front door. Quizzy Gillespie.
My mum's name is not Quizzy Gillespie.
Isn't it?
No, her full nickname is I Feel Quizzy. Nowhere near as good as Quizzy Gillespie. She'll be spewing when she hears about that.
I see. It seems I've been worrying unnecessarily.
Ooh, Quizzy Rascal's another good one.
Oh, yeah, although there are millions of them out there now.
True.
You're absolutely sure she wasn't a Monday night regular at the Oxford Arms on Chalk Farm Road in North London in 1998?
Her and Dad were still living in Ibiza.
You see, it's at times like this that you really need an old nursemaid to produce a locket and prove that everything's all right.
Or a handbag like Miss...
Prism! Importance of Being Earnest, Act 3. Yeah!
I think that calls for 3 pints of Stormtrooper and some scratchings.
Ed.
Hello, Pig. I just wondered if any money had come through from Fess Your Chew.
Not yet, but that material you sent to Tom, Zack and Will Zip.
Ah, did they like it?
Yeah, but it was a play about two writers.
I must have got the attachments the wrong way around. I meant to send them the snack anecdotes and ad-libs for Fess Your Chew. Royal Court Theatre must have wondered what on earth to do with them. I'm sorry, Pig, I've been a bit distracted.
So, Tom and Will want to do your play?
Really? That's marvellous news. I always said they were bright boys.
They want to do it as a podcast.
Good. Well, I really do think that's the future, don't you?
Not if you want to get paid, it isn't.
No, but I suppose it's exposure.
Yeah, the only people who get paid for podcasts are the ones who are already rich and famous. Everyone else might as well bark like a dog in the street.
There are several successful examples of exactly that, I think. Anyway, apologies to the boys. I'll get the snack anecdotes off to them straight away.
Cool. And the Royal Court want to know when would be convenient for you to pop in for a chat?
Good grief! Well, yes, I'm free any time.
Only joking. Bye.
So we move on to question three.
Can you repeat the last one?
Give us the last question again, please.
Ah, you must have dropped out again. Question two. The grossly overrated film Groundhog Day, starring Bill Murray, won a BAFTA in which year? All got that? Good. So round three, question three. Internecine is a word commonly misused by illiterate journalists and commentators. After a dry run in the afternoon, I had successfully mastered video streaming and looked forward to performing in front of an audience again after far too long an interval. The bookshelves, forming the background of my shot, were filled with selected classics, including many of my own works, which would later be distributed by post as prizes to the lucky winners. I'd removed some of the more contentious titles, such as Liz Truss, A Walk with Destiny, and placed a vase in the void created by the absence of Lose a Stone a Week with Lord Beefy Botham. I slipped into the quilted smoking jacket, cravat and tasseled cap, placed the Reardon trademark bottle of claret on the side table, and next to it a lighted candle for further theatrical effect. So many modern quizmasters overlook the need to put on a bit of a show, greatly to their detriment in my view, and I fancy a quorum of 23 paying customers proved me right. Question 14. How many spelling mistakes were there in the first edition of Nick Hornby's last novel?
Gone again.
Question 15. Is that better? Can you hear me now?
We lost you after question one.
Well, let's get to the end of the round and I can repeat them all then. Question 15. How many of the Guardian's Whoa Factor 10 zip wires are in Costa Rica?
I haven't heard since question one.
Yeah, can we have question two again?
You're very indistinct. Obviously, your broadband suppliers are letting you down.
It's your broadband.
Two, please.
All right, question two once more. What page is it? Here we are. The grossly overrated film Groundhog Day.
What's where you holding those?
Mind the candle.
Where are you holding it?
What did you say? No, you've gone again. Right, one final time. The grossly overrated film Groundhog Day, starring.
The questions are on fire.
Water on it.
Look out.
Right, just get a cloth. This will do. Ah, no, it won't. Tea towel. Two tea towel. There we are. There. That's fine. It's all right, everybody.
No, it's still burning.
Or has it made it worse? Yeah. No. Yes. There we are. It's out now. Almost. Right. And we'll turn that off. Right. Good. Sorry about that.
You all right?
Yes, fine, thanks.
The cravat's all burnt.
Oh, it's old. It doesn't matter. Unfortunately, most of rounds two and three went up in smoke there, so what we're going to have to do is read the questions from the screen. If you'll just bear with me. Right, here we are. Everybody ready?
Yes, ready!
Come on!
The grossly overrated film Groundhog Day, starring Bill Murray.
Stay calm, everyone, stay calm. You all right, sir?
Goodness, hello. Who called the fire brigade?
The station got a call from someone doing a quiz. I was just passing.
No, it's all fine now.
Well, we'll just have a look around if you don't mind, sir. Oh, hi, everybody.
Hi.
Sorry you've had a wasted journey. Unless you want to join the quiz.
Well, normally I would. I'm one of the Quizzards of Oz from the Dog and Duck.
Well, you're most welcome.
No, I can't when I'm on duty, can I?
Of course not. Thank you anyway.
I'll go on then. Just one question. This one on the screen. What year did Groundhog Day win a BAFTA?
I'll give you a clue. It's an anniversary this year.
I knew that was it.
No, it isn't.
It is?
It won in 1994.
This is 1993 on...
On what? Oh, Wikipedia. You call yourself a quizmaster and you go by Wikipedia.
Oh, your Zooms work perfectly well when you want them to. Those who aver that nothing of any moment transpires from a pub quiz would have been roundly disabused by the positively operatic events of the last few days. Lost loves, unacknowledged children who turn out to be acknowledged after all, and a Wagnerian conflagration at the end. The world must be rebuilt. It won't be, but at least there's Supermarket Red and Radio 3.
Radio 3 Saturday afternoons are changing. Did you know many of our best-loved stand-up comedians are keen classical music fans? And starting this week, you'll be able to hear some of them in place of our live opera from New York. Will Zitz and Tom Zak star in a brand new panel game about sweets and snacks called Fess Your Chew.
Oh, dear God. Off! Just a minute. Hello?
Hi.
Oh, it's you, officer. I didn't recognise you out of uniform.
Thought the quiz might still be going.
No, but we didn't finish very long ago. Rather an eventful evening.
Oh. All right, then, I'll...
I don't suppose you fancy a drink, do you?
Oh, go on, then.
Red or white? Sorry, I don't know your name.
Well, most people call me Quizzy Lizzie.
Ed Redden's Week starred Christopher Douglas, Rachel Atkins, Lisa Coleman, Sally Grace, Helen Monks, Barunka O'Shaughnessy, Sam Pamphilan, Ellen Thomas and Geoffrey Whitehead. It was written by Christopher Douglas. The producer was Dawn Ellis and it was a BBC Studios production.
And there's more from Ed next week when he discovers the joy of blind recruiting. On Front Row at 7.15, a discussion about the life and legacy of the composer George Ligeti. It's the 100th anniversary of his birth, and his music from A Space Odyssey will be featured in a Proms concert tomorrow night. Also on the programme, the critics will be giving their verdicts on a new production of La Cage aux Folles and the new Italian film L'Immensità, starring Penelope Cruz. Front Row is at 7.15. First, though, there's an awkward encounter at Brookfield and Helen puts her foot down in the Archers after the news.
On BBC Radio 4,
the new series of Screenshot.
Whether it's in the cinema screen or whether it's on television, whether it's on our phones.
Space to kind of re-experience the emotions that great screen storytelling conjures up.
One of the things you'll hear is what it tells us about the British character if you look at movies about Brits abroad. Plus, we've got a programme about the way in which stand-up comedy has been represented or perhaps misrepresented on screen.
The new series of Radio 4's Screenshot.
With me, Mark Kermode.
And me, Eleni Jones.
Starts tomorrow evening at 7.15.
And listen to all previous episodes now on BBC Sound.
BBC News at 7 o'clock. The Chief Constable of the Police Service of Northern Ireland, Simon Byrne, has said he will not resign after a data breach led to personal details of more than 10,000 police officers and civilian staff being published online. He apologised for the mistake but said leadership was about facing up to responsibility. Dissident Republican groups claim to have the information which could potentially be used to attack officers. A Sinn Féin member of the Northern Ireland Assembly, Linda Dillon, was asked on the PM programme if she believed the claims.
It's not a matter of whether I believe them or not. That needs to be taken seriously. We need to establish whether they actually have that information in their possession, if that is at all possible. We need to ensure that the PSNI support their officers and ensure that they are kept safe and their security is in line with any risk that might be against them or their families.
President Biden has declared a major disaster in Hawaii. The decision will trigger the release of federal funds to help recovery efforts in areas affected by wildfires. At least 36 people have died on the island of Maui. The historic town of Lahaina has been all